The group behind the effort to vote down the state's expanded school voucher program has filed a motion to dismiss a lawsuit which aims to kick the measure off the ballot. The Secretary of State's office certified Save Our Schools Arizona collected enough valid signatures to put the new law on hold until voters weigh in next November. But the lawsuit could still derail that effort. With me to go over what that suit is about and what Save Our Schools is arguing is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. And Howie, take us through that motion. Why does the group think a judge should dismiss this lawsuit?
Well, this comes down to, for lack of a better word, a gap in the law. Up until 2015, individuals could challenge the sufficiency of initiative and referendum petitions. For whatever reason, the law was changed in 2015 to say that the only challenges that could be brought have to be brought as part of any challenge by the Secretary of State. And that law was in effect up until this year, until in fact August 9th of this year, when they put the law back allowing for individuals to sue. Here's why that's important. The proponents of the referendum, the people who want to kill the universal vouchers, picked up their papers on May 11th and turned in the petitions on August the 8th. And so Rupali Desai, who's the attorney, says, you can only challenge us based on the law that was in effect between those days. And the law that was in effect between those days said individuals can't sue.
Understanding that it's nearly impossible to predict what a judge will do in any given case, what do you think the odds are that the judge sees it that way?
Well, this is tricky because the Secretary of State did not certify the petitions and the sufficiency until after August 9th. And it was only at that point that a case by challengers became ripe. So will a judge say they couldn't have filed suit before August 8th because there was nothing to sue over? Look, attorneys always look for anything they can throw at an issue. So Desai, for example, told the judge, well, if you don't buy that, hey, we've got some other theories here. We think some of the arguments being made were also made in an earlier lawsuit that, in fact, the challenger dismissed with prejudice. Therefore, you can't bring them up. They also say that the sufficiency of some of the allegations is so vague as to be useless.
Now, this referendum will be on the 2018 ballot. Obviously, the lawsuit could change that. But the lawmakers themselves who put this law, put these universal vouchers into place in the first place, could also change that. What are you hearing at the Capitol about potential changes to the law which would render the citizens' effort moot or potentially just repealing the law outright?
Well, there's already a little bit of scuttlebutt about, well, we need to fix the law. For example, some folks are saying the problem with the law is the way it was expanded. The vouchers took effect in 2011, and they were designed for students with certain kinds of disabilities to be able to get schooling that they couldn't get at their traditional public schools. This plan would say any parent could get a voucher up to this ceiling of $30,000 that would be in the law if, in fact, it takes effect. Here's the problem that some people are seeing. You could have a situation that the parents of children who have no special needs could end up using up the whole $30,000, and so the children who the program was originally meant for, the disabled children, would be out of luck. So they're saying, oh, we need to come back and fix it to say that the first group of vouchers should always go to the children who were first entitled to that. Well, even if it's well-meaning, what that does is it changes the law. It effectively repeals the law that was passed this year, which effectively kills the referendum, which means if they pass it in a different form next year, the people who don't want universal vouchers will have to start all over again to gather at least 75,000 valid signatures to force the issue to the 2018 ballot. So I'd say the chances are very good the legislature, if this measure is not wiped off the ballot by a judge, the legislature will come in and make some sort of adjustments that will effectively moot out the referendum.
Does the timing of all this come into play in the sense that this was a fairly contentious issue? It was approved in the legislature by a fairly narrow margin. If lawmakers change the law or repeal the law or do something that does not give voters a say on it, next year, which is obviously an election year, does that then become maybe an unwanted election issue for some legislators and maybe even Governor Ducey, who's also on the ballot next year?
Well, I think there are many people, including our governor, who do not want a voucher issue on the ballot, because it was this governor who has been supportive of universal vouchers, who signed the bill, who suddenly may realize, okay, if this measure is on the ballot, and you get a lot of people to turn out and say, well, why would we want to use public money to pay for private and parochial schools? They'll say, okay, come out, kill the vouchers, and while you're at it, why don't you just defeat the guy who signed it into law? Conversely, as you ask, would there be a kickback against lawmakers and the governor for repealing the law or altering the law to undermine the referendum? Yeah, that's a little trickier to do, you know, given particularly legislative districts being mostly non-competitive. So there are political implications to it being on the ballot and the political implications to taking it off the ballot.
All right. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, good to talk to you as always. Thank you.
Well, I'll see you in court.